All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that Stan McDonald, lawyer Stan McDonald, he is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way, 30-year veteran of the practice of law, longtime conservative, and yeah, I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. All right, look, I was thinking about what to talk about today, and it occurred to me that this is an audience that I've been encouraging to get in the mix for the longest time. I mean, I'm not saying like I'm preaching to the choir, basically. But I've been saying since the day this show started over 4 years ago that it's going to be people like you who already care about the issues, who already invest yourself in the issues, who love the conservative policies and politics to actually get in the fray and run for office, at the very least to support a candidate. Pick one. Pick a race. One race, just one. Doesn't matter what it is. Go get invested in it and do what you can to help people find their way forward to be elected as true conservatives in whatever level of politics we're talking about. And we need good people to run for office. There's always some election or another going on. There's always one. And I got to tell you, too, by the way, campaigning for public office, it's one of the most rewarding and most exhausting things that I've ever done. I mean, just when you think you got it figured out, then you lose sight of the goal. Or you can't see your way around. Or you don't have the resources or the volunteers. Look, campaigning, it's not for the faint of heart, I'm telling you. But all the same, we need people to run who have strong principles and strong spines, who will put in the hours and knock on the doors and give the stump speeches, all for the opportunity to be the person selected for such a time as this. I don't care what level of politics. It all matters. Local, state, and federal, it all matters. But it's hard sometimes to find that way forward. And I got to ask you, have you ever had one of those moments? Let's talk about that, the way forward. Have you ever had one of those moments when you had absolutely no idea how to move forward? And I mean that in both the literal and the figurative sense. It can be really disconcerting, if you will, to suddenly realize you can't see the path. I used to spend a lot of time in the outdoors, whether it be military or civilian. I was always really comfortable with a map and a compass and had a good sense of direction, but it doesn't matter how good you think you are with directions or map reading. At some point, you're going to have that moment when you realize something ain't right. I mean, I spent time in the Rockies, the High Plains deserts of Utah, the Appalachians, the Smokies. In Colorado, we hiked along the Continental Divide well above tree line for a week. It was epic. There were times in that trip when you would come over a ridgeline, see the snow caps and the crystal clear blue sky, and you'd stumble upon a high mountain lake, and you'd swear you're just the first person ever blessed to be able to see that spot. No trails, no roads, just a map and a compass and a backpack. But I've also hiked through more narrow and wooded vistas, like, you know, beautiful in their own right, and most of those on actual designated trails. I remember once taking a group of kids backpacking in the Smokies. It was beautiful. My favorite time for packing was always in the cold months. So that would likely have been like in November or December timeframe. Well, there had been a major winter storm. It had come through just days before. The weather was all clear by the time we hit the trailhead, but half a day into our four-day pack, the trail just disappeared. If you've ever hiked along the Appalachian Trail or some of the others like in the Smokies, you may have seen how trails are often marked with either a paint blotch or a tree or a small sign indicates you're still on the right path. But there's also the fact that when you're hiking, well-established trails that are often used will be just as easy to follow the footsteps of the people who've gone before you who've worn a path in the ground. Well, on that particular trip I mentioned a moment ago, there had been a major winter storm, like I said. It just totally wiped out the trail. As we moved into the Smoky Mountains, it became really obvious the storm had been intense there. There were trees down, the landscape was all muddled, debris was everywhere, and then all of a sudden, like I said, the trail was gone. I mean, gone. We were in one of the thickest parts of the foliage on an uphill climb, and the trail just phased out. It was buried, it was blocked, it was obscured by debris and downed trees. We couldn't even see where the markers were because so many trees were down. I had a map. I knew our rough position, but wow. We literally had to drop all of our packs and fan out. It took 20 minutes or so until somebody finally yelled, "Hey, there's a marker over here." So we gathered up our packs, moved to that marker, and then we had to repeat the process again until we found another marker, and eventually we regained the path and made our way forward. It wound up being a great trip, but for a while there, we had to forge our own path. I'm sure you've had it out on the open road that way, too. You miss a turn, you come up on construction sites. What do you do? I remember once Charlene and I were driving home late one night, maybe like 1 in the morning. We just moved our daughter down to college in Auburn. We're coming back up the road near Talladega, the same road we had just driven on early that morning. Only suddenly, the road was gone. I mean, like, gone, gone. It was completely washed out from a mudslide, had barriers across the highway. You talk about confused. I'm tired as a dog. I'm confused as to how the road I'd been on that morning was now gone. I mean, like what? So I got out of the car with a flashlight. I walked up to the barriers. I looked at the hole in the ground, and I just stood there. Another car pulled up, and I asked that driver, "So what do we do now?" He just stared at me and said, "I have no idea." So we just doubled back, found a side road, worked our way through all kinds of farm lanes and fence rows, just basically following the direction of the moon until suddenly we broke out on a main road and finally made our way home. It's like a 45-minute detour, just trying to make our own path, trying to find a way forward. But we eventually did. Why am I telling you this? My point here is there's usually a way. There's usually an avenue of approach. There's an ingress and egress point, if you will, but you may have to search for it, and it may take a few detours to get back on track. So let's talk about using what I just said about trails as an analogy for people running for office, because some of you guys right now are thinking, should I get involved? Which candidate should I choose? Should I run for office myself? Well, listen, it can be anything in life. You get off the course and you're not sure what to do next. Well, don't stop moving forward. But let me take a minute, though, and just talk to those who are out there running for office or working for someone who is. So in political speak, we're in the onset of the primary season. There's a bunch of folks out there right now running hot races. Alabama especially, this is going to be a crazy season as literally every single legislative position in the entire state House and Senate is up for re-election, and every single statewide position like governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, all of them, they're all open seats, and folks are jumping into those races for some rowdy primaries. And then there's the race for the U.S. Senate being vacated by Tommy Tuberville, and it's no different in Tennessee. Governor is up for grabs as Bill Lee leaves office, but one congressman and possibly Senator Marsha Blackburn are jumping into that race, which also means their seats will be up for office or re-election. Wow. I mean, it's going to be madness. And I can sympathize as someone who has run some tough races. But here's the thing. Truthfully, some of the candidates are at times going to feel like they're running behind. Maybe the polls are low. Maybe their opponent has more money, is doing more speeches, or getting invited to more events, or who knows. Or you can't find your momentum, or you're just plain tired because it's exhausting to campaign, I gotta tell you. But in politics, they like to say a week is a lifetime, and this primary still has 9 more months to go. Let me just say to all of you, you can stand on your head that long, my friends. You can. I'll tell you what you do. When you get that tired moment, you get a good night's sleep and you hit the ground running the next day. Because there's always one more chili supper to go to. There's always one more door to knock on, one more phone call you can make, one more vote to ask for. There's an old saying in politics, there's only 2 ways to run your political campaign, scared and unopposed. That's it. Scared and unopposed. I've never had the luxury of running unopposed, so I just ran my races like a scalded dog and was told more than once that the way forward just didn't look good. You may be off the path. I'm not sure you're going to make it. Some pollster or other decided I was down, so we had to work harder and prove them wrong. Look, there's some magical stories out there for those of y'all that get down about running for office or whether your candidate's going to make it. There's some magical stories about the dark horse candidate winning the race. I mean, look at Donald Trump, right? Nobody gave him a snowball's chance when he came down the gold escalator to announce his candidacy for president. We all went to bed the night of that first election with Hillary Rodham Clinton being president of the free world, as far as we could tell, and like a freight train, Trump just barreled right on through. Or how about that race up in New Jersey? This good old boy truck driver, the craziest story. Good old boy truck driver named Edward Durr. He only spent $150. That's it. That's all he had. He spent $150, but he worked his tail off, man. And he beat the New Jersey Speaker of the State House. The man who was seen as being the most powerful man in state politics, he beat him just by outworking him. Or right here in Alabama. Back in 2010, a guy named Senator Lowell Barron, he was the man who held sway over the Alabama State House for decades. He was seen as one of the most powerful men in Montgomery. And along comes some no-name dude named Shadrach McGill. Shadrach McGill, who campaigned his heart out despite massive dirty tricks being heaped on him by all of Lowell Barron's cronies. And old Shad McGill, he became Senator McGill. He beat Lowell Barron by 1 point in the final polls. So yeah, politics is like hiking trails. Sometimes it's as clear as can be, and sometimes it seems like the trails have been wiped away and all you can do is get out your map and orient yourself to the ground and try to find the trail again. But whatever you do, you keep moving forward. You can't sit still. Trails don't appear on their own. You have to push forward. You have to cut the brush. You have to find the trail markers. You look for the signs from people that have gone before you. And sometimes, when it gets really crazy, that's when you become a pathfinder, a trailblazer. You just start blasting through on your own, blazing your own trail through the political forest. That's politics. What I'm saying here, y'all, is that some of you are candidates, some of you are volunteers, some of you are staffers. You're staring at the primaries and you're feeling like they're a million miles away and you can't see the path anymore and you're getting tired, already getting tired. People keep filling your head up with versions of what you got to do or what your opponent said about you or what the comments are on Facebook. Who cares? And you can't see the way forward because you're exhausted. Well, I say suck it up, candidate. The path is still there. You just may have to jog some side roads or look for the markers on downed trees, but the path is still there. Having been there before, I just want to encourage you and your volunteers. We're only at the beginning, so go run like a scalded dog. Be a pathfinder. There is always a way forward, and the election day will get here. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.